Well, it's a very real process down there in Washington and around the country in federal facilities anticipating a government shutdown. They have to be prepared, right?
Of course they do.
They're making a list and checking it twice. Or maybe they already made the list.
I'm sure they already have
one. And already checked it twice. Or is there a scene where you go into an office in case of government shutdown, break glass, and then they pull out this book?
No, no, come on. You know how government like employees are all in, they're all in classifications, right? I mean, the government workforce is all classified and ranked, and then some are essential and some are
Miller yesterday, James Miller yesterday, former head of Office of Management about Personnel Management, who was talking about how they had to actually go in and figure it out back during the Reagan years because the Department of Justice.
Yeah, but that was the first time we'd shut down.
So we've come a long way, but what is the process? And if you had to figure out who's essential and who's not essential in your own workplace or home, for that matter. That's a little grim. But 8778-MY-TAKE, it was a call or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Joining us now is former director of Office of Personnel Management in the federal government from 1997 to 2001. She's the current CEO of the Special Libraries Association. Janice LaChance joins us. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
It's great to speak with you. How does it actually work? I can imagine a whole lot of dramatic scenarios, but I imagine a government shutdown is a lot of work for somebody, and you have to figure out who's essential and who's not. How does that process unfold?
Unfortunately, it's a lot of work for a lot of people, which is really distracting from what the business of government should be and what these agencies should be working on for the taxpayer instead of this. But what happens is that each agency makes an individual determination about each and every employee, literally, perhaps not by name, but as Celeste said, by category or by job function, about who should stay on the job during a shutdown and who is accepted from that process. And I much prefer that term rather than non-essential, but who's accepted from that process and is required to stop working because there is no money. The fundamental standard is that people who are involved in protecting lives or property or national security are accepted from the shutdown, and they will stay on the job. The issue is whether they will get paid or not, and there's always that uncertainty. So you can imagine that these days leading up to this, there is a lot of anxiety throughout the federal workforce, no matter whether they're at a national park in Yellowstone or at a federal facility in Washington, D.C.
Well, a friend of mine who works at OPM down in Washington gave me the frequently asked questions link on the federal government site for employees to actually figure out if they're essential or not. And it kept crashing when I tried to go to it last night. I mean, clearly there was a lot of traffic going to that FAQ. So there must be a gray area. What sorts of questions do employees ask? And who polices the essential versus non-essential? Because I can't imagine it's simply up to the offices to determine who's essential and who's not.
There is a lot of guidance that comes from the Office of Personnel Management and the Office of Management and Budget, who are the two agencies who are primarily responsible for the human resources and the management of government across the board. So there is guidance, but at the end of the day, it ends up being lawyers who are huddled with agency heads who are ultimately responsible for who stays on the job and who must go home.
You know, there's a lot of new federal agencies since you were involved in a government shutdown during the Clinton years. Can you describe what it was like back then and, what was an unanticipated issue and what worries you have going forward for the people who are doing this now, maybe?
Of course. It's extremely anxiety-ridden for people who are subject to this. Like I said, even if you stay on the job, there's no guarantee you will be paid. If you are sent home, there's no guarantee you would be paid. So you can imagine there are very few of us, no matter how much money we make, unless you're at a very, very high level, who aren't in some measure living from paycheck to paycheck.
Sure.
So think about not having that money or the money that you count on. So you can imagine that throughout the federal workforce in every office across the country and literally around the world, people are worried about this. They're spending time trying to figure out what it means to them. Your story about the website crashing is an extraordinary evidence of the fact that people are very, very worried about this. So that means that work is slowing down. That means that instead of focusing on their jobs, people have, of necessity, turned to worrying about themselves and their immediate future.
And Janet, yes, we're speaking to Janice LaChance, who's a former director of office and personnel management. And, you know, it's actually the personnel and these workers that end up being the main expense of a shutdown. Isn't that right? I mean, from what you could see from the Clinton's and President Clinton's numbers anyway, he estimated that we paid about $400 million during the shutdown of 95 in payments to furloughed federal employees who didn't report to work.
Well, that's correct, because at both of the shutdowns, in the 90s, Congress did come back and reinstate the pay for all federal workers, whether they were at work or not. And so there's money going out the window, taxpayer money going out the window for no work getting done because of a political stalemate. And then when you think of the ripple effect, if you own a coffee shop or you run a restaurant near a federal building, if federal employees are out for a week, that money is gone, because when they come back to work, they're not going to buy five cups of coffee or five sandwiches to make up for the money you've lost. So there is a true ripple effect. You know, the hotels that are outside of national parks,
sure,
the tourists who aren't going to be able to get lunch or who won't bother going to visit a site. It truly goes beyond the federal employee and their family. And, of course, there's the implications for the military as
sure,
well,
who might miss a paycheck. We actually reported on that yesterday. Janice, thanks so much. Janice LaChance, possibly relieved to not be involved in the government shutdown this time around, former director of the Office of Personnel Management and current CEO of the Special Libraries Association. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So the president probably is essential.
Yeah, I would say so.
Person who approves the passport, though, probably not.
I've determined, though, over the past 3 minutes, I am unessential and therefore am going home.
All right. We'll save a little money.
Have a great day.